Good evening, world. Good evening, Spotify. Good evening, Anchor FM. Good evening, iTunes. Today, excuse me, I'd like to talk about this whole thing as a particular black woman. She sprayed Gorilla Glue in her head. It went viral. It went viral. Now, I'm sitting here listening to these people that basically interview her of the face that they're supposed to have so much sympathy and pity and remorse, like, oh, that's nothing but a bunch of malarkey. These people. My thing is, her name is Miss Brown or Tessa Brown, something like that. Anyways, my thing is, why did you put Gorilla Glue in your head? Who does that? Why did you put Gorilla Glue in your head? Gorilla Glue. And she don't see, she got the backlash like everybody was talking about her, whatever. But why did you do, see, I understand people make dumb decisions and make dumb choices and stuff like that. But that, and she don't, and these people that she went on the talk show, you know, they put on a little poker face, like they pulls a care that they are. Why do it seem like you black women, you go to the extreme highest just to do things to get attention or it's just weird. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to talk about that. If you like the show, you know, donate to the show. You know, donate to my Cash App, whatever. If you like the show, support the show, donate. Stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Trarell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
This woman is in a very sticky situation. She ran out of hairspray and used something that may shock you.
I used this. Gorilla Glue spray.
You heard right. Busted. The same Gorilla super glue from those wacky commercials.
Gorilla spray adhesive for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Now Tessica Brown has big regrets.
Bad idea. Yo, look. My hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? It don't move. I've washed my hair 15 times. And it don't move.
What have you used to try to get it out?
We did the baby oil. We did cooking oil, olive oil.
She also tried washing it out with shampoo. Nothing got rid of the glue. So Tessica posted this video on TikTok, hoping for advice. Instead, she was ridiculed.
A gorilla glue woman. Dumbest girl in the face of the earth.
Tessica even sought medical treatment at her local emergency room in Louisiana, but couldn't tolerate the burning of the acetone wipes they gave her.
What is your biggest fear?
I'm gonna lose my hair. All of it.
Gorilla Glue says they're sorry, but says their product should never be used on hair.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Trarell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
So by now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the story of Tessica Brown, the Louisiana woman who went viral after posting a TikTok asking for help removing Gorilla Glue from her hair. The video was viewed millions of times, capturing America's attention, and thankfully for Tessica, The glue is gone. After hearing about Teska's story, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Dr. Michael K. Obeng offered to fly Teska out to California and perform an operation on her for free to help remove the glue, which thankfully was successful. And joining us now to tell us all about it is Tessica Brown. Tessica, hi!
Hi, Tessica. Wow, so nice to be able to talk to you. This is incredible.
Yeah, we've been praying for your entire story and your journey. So first off, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be here with us and to allow us to just speak with you. How are you doing, first and foremost?
Let's talk. Look, you see this? I can move my hair. Listen, I don't think nobody gonna even understand, like, after a month without being able to move your hair, I can touch, I can scratch, I can.
How does it feel to be able to do that?
I'm good.
Well, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back and let's go through some process. And we're gonna ask you some questions. You're safe here, Tessica, okay? So understand that, all right? All right.
Yeah, I know that you have been through so much. So we just want you to take us through what exactly happened with the glue, because obviously there were a lot of rumors flying around. We just want you to clarify what exactly happened.
Well, I was doing my hair and I used the Got to Be Glue spray, but when I used it, air came out of it. Worst day of my life, air. So now I'm running around the house looking for something to spray on my hair because, I mean, can't go out without the fly leaves. Ran past the refrigerator and there was the Gorilla spray. So I'm like, you're not going to spray this? When I come home, I can wash it out, whatever. Yeah. Came home, it did not come out. I mean, it did not move.
So what did you think the Gorilla spray was? You just thought, oh, it's just an adhesive. I could just throw it on there and wash it out.
Yeah, I use it around the house all the time. So I just figured, you know, I can spray it by the time I come home. I can wash it out. But they're saying I messed up because when I sprayed it, you know, I blow dried it to make sure it stays in place.
You slick and you blow.
Listen, I have used it on a nail too, Tessica. You're not alone. I have to ask you though, when did you realize that your video had gone viral and that everybody was talking about your hair?
Well, first of all, I waited a month before I even told my mama. I mean, a week before I told my mama because I was scared of what she was going to think. So after I told mama, when I tell you we went to Walmart, we bought like all the oils, the gear, we even used cooking oil to try to get it out. We used everything. Then after we couldn't do it, I went to social media. And I knew I was going to get some backlash, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad and from that many people. But I just wanted somebody to help me to get this out of my head. So when
Because how many times did you wash your hair?
Well, I washed it 15 times, like the video thing.
Wow.
But every night when I would take a shower, it was, you know, I'm wetting it. But it was just like it was dripping. Nothing stood.
Tessica, was it almost like every single strand of your hair had become just one piece, like one helmet?
One. Yes. And the thing is, I had the ponytail. And every night, it's like the ponytail just kept getting tighter and tighter and tighter. The head just kept getting worse and worse and worse. So, again, once I went to social media asking everybody what I can do, they're telling me all of this stuff to do. So now I'm putting all of these different things on my head. Now my hair, it's turning colors. It's not as cute as it was when I first did the video. It got cotton balls stuck to it. It turned into a worse situation. Because at first, I mean, it did still look like something, but then it just turned into a mess after.
Wow.
It was bad. But when I posted the video and I got up the next morning, my little girl was like, Ma, you see how many views you got on this on your TikTok? I'm looking at him like, yeah. But then it went to a million, and now my email is blowing up. My Facebook is blowing up. My phone is blowing up because I have my phone number on my page. So now everybody is calling me. So now I know, something ain't right. People start, my family started saying, girl, your video just went viral. But at the end of the day, you know, I hear y'all saying this, but all I feel is my head is just tight.
Right, of course. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I just don't even... Because it's funny. Again, it's funny, but it's just stupidity. It's just stupidity. It's just stupidity. It just someone making an ass of themselves just want to do their hair to keep their hair in place, but don't even understand that's not used for hair. Why would you put Gorilla Glue in your head? What? Well, see, and now she put that. Some people say she got $12,000, something like that, or in a check, a blue check on social media. And these people that interview her supposed to have this face like, oh, are you serious? That don't make no sense. Now, I got long hair myself. I got good sense to say to myself, like, I know this is a product to keep things together. I know this is a product to help things stick on the wall or stuff like that. But it clearly is not meant for your hair. It's not a hair product. Why would you even do that? Why would you even see? It's just stupidity. People are stupid. You just can't say black women are stupid, but people make dumbass decisions and choices. Why would you put that in your hair? In the name just to look good? That don't make no sense, man. That does not make no sense.
The whole world, excuse me.
The whole world is looking at her and calling her by this name on social media and tags and captions. Gorilla Glue Girl. That's ridiculous. See, the reason why black women, you wear weaves and stuff like that, because you want to feel pretty. Reason why you do so much to yourself as a black woman, because you want to feel pretty and you want attention. But this woman, she gonna put Gorilla Glue in her head. Man, I'm like, and it's been stuck for weeks. Are you serious? That's ridiculous. I don't think I'm offended that. And she, you know, I know she got talked about. That's about the stupidest thing I ever. A lot of people don't stop and think at all. A lot of people just don't stop and think at all. Like, this is a product for holding things together, not a product of your hair. That's the stupidest thing. Wendy Williams said that. That stupid girl. It seems like black people, we are known of our ignorance, and when it comes to ignorance, someone used that for a disadvantage, advantage for sponsorship and money. It's like black people just naturally just entertainment for the week, just ignorant as fuck. This is all entertainment, and this is all, why is it seen that we are just so. Why does it seem like black people, why are we so damn ignorant as fuck? Why are we just don't make no sense. It's just in the name, because she wanna look. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Why would you put that in your head? And these people at that interview, like they supposed to care and have sympathy for you. No, they don't. They only care about ratings and money. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It seems like everything is screwed up. People are screwed up. People are really fucked up. Excuse my language. I believe you don't got no man. Mrs. Brown, because if there's some man you were with, he would not let you put that in your head or let you step out the house. Hell no. That's ridiculous, man. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So I have the interviews and stuff. You check it out yourself, and you can email me your thoughts or just look me up on Facebook or whatever. I gotta go. You know, I gotta go because a story like this, it caused me to get hungry and things of that nature. I gotta go. But like I said, if you like the show, donate to $Lucian Jarrell, number 7. You guys take care. Peace and farewell.